driver was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up.
Oh, yeah!
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Maud.
Hey, Maud, hurry up! The early election returns are coming in.
What, the election returns are coming in already? How we doing? How we doing?
Take it easy. From little town in Maine.
Yeah.
6 votes for Nixon, 4 for McGovern.
Oh, my God, we're losing. If you really do exist, get even with Maine.
Maud, how do you know he's not a Republican?
Walter, you start in with me, and I'm going to wear my golf shoes to bed tonight.
Well, 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 Marty, how do you like the first returns? 4 votes for McGovern and 6 for America.
Scratch Maine, get Arthur.
That won't help, Marty. Remember, Nixon's the one.
And you're the other one.
Now, Maud.
I'm sorry, sweetheart, but this is the most important campaign I've ever lived through.
What about the one in 68? That's got to be more important. That's when you and I started going together.
That's right, Maud. When I introduced you two, little did I think...
Yeah, that's your problem. Little do you think. Honey, we never started going together. We started fighting together. Will you ever forget that last date we had before we got married? When you were so impossible about the election.
I don't know what to say. I mean, your attitude, Walter, leaves me completely
speechless. Walter, please.
Maud.
How can anyone say that there is no difference between Hubert Humphrey and Richard Nixon?
Then, Maud, what is this, a date or a political seminar? I mean, for the past month, I've been going with a warm, wonderful, responsive woman, and tonight she turns out to be Mayor Daley.
I'm sorry, darling, but how can an intelligent man like you not vote?
Because with Nixon and Humphrey, it's strictly Tweedledum or Tweedledee. And I personally have no favorite Tweedle. You know, they say that politics makes strange bedfellows. Let's check it out.
Walter.
Maud, at my age, you want me to start getting pimples again?
Oh, you're evil, Walter.
You better believe it. Did I ring your bell or was that the door?
Yes, honey, you rang my bell and that was the door.
Maud, what you did today is a low, unspeakable, underhanded, miserable, shoddy, despicable thing to do. I'm sorry to intrude, old buddy, but this female friend of yours pasted a Humphrey bumper sticker on top of my Nixon bumper.
Well, you're going to trade the car in anyway, Arthur.
Walter, a Humphrey bumper sticker is no laughing matter. I'm a physician. You know old Doc Stanbrook, the head of surgery over at the hospital? Well, he told me in no uncertain words that if I come out on the side of socialized medicine, he's going to turn me into a soprano.
Arthur, that would be the musical highlight of the year. Too bad you don't want to be on the winning team.
I am on the winning team, Marty. I am voting for Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Oh, come on, Arthur. This country will never elect a man who can't even shave properly.
Thanks to you Democrats, Maud, this country has nothing but social unrest. Everybody's divided. We're hopelessly embroiled in that fiasco of a war in
now,
Vietnam.
Now, wait a minute, Arthur. I hate this war. You're the one who's for it.
That's not true, Maud. I was only for the war if we were going to win. Anyway, Mr. Nixon's going to get us out.
Ah, now we come to that famous secret plan of his.
Yes, and a darn good plan, too. It'll end the war in 6 months.
Oh, Arthur. Arthur, if it's so secret, how do you know it's any good?
Oh, would Mr. Nixon let the whole world know about a plan if he wasn't sure it was going to work? No. He'd keep it a secret.
You know, Arthur, you're going to make me take up smoking again.
Buddy, will you get out of here and leave me alone with my girl?
All right. You don't have to drop a ton of bricks on my head to know when I'm not wanted.
Walter, remind me to order a ton of bricks.
Go ahead, Maude. Vote for that radical Humphrey. Next thing you know, he'll be in China, and China will be in the United Nations.
The imagination on that man.
Moore, will you forget Arthur? We're alone now. Doesn't that suggest something to you?
Discretion. Carol and Philip are upstairs.
Upstairs now?
Oh, honey, I'm sorry, but she was feeling so depressed about her divorce that I asked her to move in until it became final.
Well, that was nice of you, Moore. Carol having a home to come to is certainly more important than us being alone. Let's go to my place.
Walter, at this hour?
Why not?
Oh, Walter, behave.
Behave? You didn't say that last Wednesday night.
You didn't give me a chance to say anything last Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Oh, Walter, I can hardly catch my breath now except to say one thing.
And what's that?
Honey, if you don't vote, it might cost the Democrats the election.
Well, cut it out. I'm fed up with politics.
I'm sorry, sweetheart, I'm sorry. It's just
now
that I'm so
down.
Nervous about
Arthur,
the election.
So Maude,
and I'm so upset about Carol.
Maude.
Then Arthur comes in and gets me really...
Maude! Sit!
I sat. What did I do that for? Walter, get out of my house.
What?
Out, Walter. Out. Well, out of my house.
What's going on?
No time for questions, Walter. Just go.
Well, I'm not going out until I get an explanation.
I'll give you an explanation. Tomorrow you'll get an explanation, Walter. On the phone. Out.
What's wrong?
Walter, that's what's wrong. He's opinionated, he's stubborn, he's domineering, he's everything a woman could want.
Carol, I'm in love with him. That's fantastic.
Carol, what is fantastic about marriage?
Walter proposed?
No, but I thought about him proposing. The thought just sent me into a blind panic.
Why should Walter proposing upset you?
Honey, I've had 3 failures. I'm a career divorcee.
You don't have to tell me. I know what you're going through.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to remind you of the pain you're going through. It's just that marriage scares the hell out of me. I'm no good at it.
Mother, that's not true. You've just had bad luck, and you shouldn't blame yourself.
Carol, I should have become a nun years ago. When I still had time to go Catholic.
Look, if Walter's that important to you and you're afraid of getting married, Mother, this is 1968. Why don't you just live with him?
What kind of a suggestion is that?
Well, it would solve the problem.
Carol, Walter and I aren't a couple of teenagers with headbands and no underwear. We can't just run off and hide in a Volkswagen camper.
So what are you going to do? Go back to the...
I swear I'm going to rip that doorbell out. From now on, if anybody wants to come in, they can stay out.
Lord?
Walter, I'm not home. Walter. Stop doing this to me!
Maude.
I told you I'm not home.
I'll wait.
Excuse me, I'm going to bed.
Well, Carol, don't
I'm
you care?
Sorry, Mother, I'm sleepy.
Carol, you... And to think I had you on purpose. Walter, we said goodbye.
You said goodbye. I said, what's going on?
I'm sorry, I'm busy. I have to tuck Carol in.
Maude! I've been driving around in circles trying to figure out why you threw me out of here. Now, is it something I've said, something I've done, or worse? Is it somebody else? I want to know.
You want to know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. You came into this house. You made love to me, and I don't want to get married.
Who proposed?
The way things are going, you will.
Maud. You love me.
I didn't say that.
But you love me, Maud. You love me.
All right, all right. I love you.
And I love you. So let's get married.
You see, I told you. Now get out, Walter. Out!
Crying out loud. All I said was, let's get married.
And you know that I cannot bear the thought of our being man and wife.
But I love you.
Stop browbeating me, Walter.
And what do you want from me?
I just want to live with you. Don't look at me that way. I mean, this isn't something I do every Sunday for exercise.
Maud, I don't get it. What have you got against marriage?
3 wipeouts.
So what? I struck out once myself. That doesn't mean we can't try it again.
I don't want to try again, Walter. Look, we're 2 adults. What's wrong with our living together?
Oh, look, Maud. I'm not looking for fun and games. What I want is a permanent relationship I can feel right about.
What do you mean, feel right about? Oh, come on, Walter. Are you accusing me of being immoral?
I'm not accusing you of anything, but I'll tell you this. If I'm good enough to live with, I'm good enough to marry.
And if I'm good enough to marry, I'm good enough to live with. You know what you are, Walter? You're a marriage nut. I mean, you're a mid-Victorian stuffed shirt.
I'm a what?
Yeah, your attitude is right out of the 19th century.
Okay, let's hear what the 20th century has to say about it. Let's ask the neighbors.
What do you...
Okay, everybody, up!
Walter,
wait a minute, what'll it be? Living together or marriage?
Walter, the neighbors!
Is it going to be sin or sanity?
Walter, are you going out of your mind?
Yes, I'm going out of my mind, and I'm also going out there and find myself a 21-year-old with a 42-inch bust and an IQ of 14.
Said that in their 15th voting district, they did have a...
Sweetheart, remember that night you stormed out of here 4 years ago? I never thought we'd see each other again.
Do I remember? The only good thing about the next 2 weeks was that I never stopped drinking long enough to have a hangover.
Listen, you two can reminisce anytime. There's an election on.
Later. Walter, do you mean that because of me, you stayed alone in your apartment for 2 weeks drinking?
I drank a lot.
Who was she?
Who was who?
The one you weren't alone with in your apartment for 2 weeks when you were drinking a lot.
Did I say I was with anybody, Maud?
Walter Findlay, you were having the time of your life while the woman you were in love with was wasting away with a broken heart and a parade of ding-a-ling.
I bought my partner out, little lady. We've become the 3rd largest retailers in storm windows, screen doors, and window sashes. Have you any idea, Maud, how many storm windows we've moved in this last year?
39,542. And none were broken in delivery. Henry, it's been a lovely evening, especially the chow mein. That was chow mein.
The best, Maud, the best. And wait till you try their sweet and sour. Their sweet and sour is out of this world.
And so are you, Henry. So, Henry, thank you for a lovely evening and the Chinese Before 7 special.
But, Maud, it's only 7:45, and I picked you up at 6:30.
I know. Good night, Henry.
But, Maud, I know what it is, Maud. I know what's bothering you. It's a headache, isn't it?
Like you wouldn't believe. Good night.
Little lady, did you have a bad day?
Why should I have had a bad day? Because Humphrey lost the election and my entire world is crumbling around me.
Oh, Maud. Look, Maud, there's something I want to ask you.
My storm windows are fine. I mean, they've hardly been stormed on in 2 years.
That's not what I want to ask you, little lady. Maud, you know I'm not financially insecure. There's my storm window, screen door, and window sash company. There's my three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom house in Orchard Street. There's my $100,000 life insurance. Do you know what I'm getting at, Maud?
You want me to be your accountant?
Your little lady, my wife! We'd make a great little partnership. Oh, there's a few things we'd have to iron out first. Things like which house we should live in. Things like that. How's your plumbing, Maud?
It works, Henry. Oh, no, Henry, you're a doll to ask me to marry. I mean, a regular jelly bean. But unfortunately, I've made other plans. You see, I'm going to become a female monk in a monastery. And Jelly Bean, if you leave quietly, I'll see to it that you get all of our storm stained glass window business.
You're always kidding, Maud. I get it. You want to think it over, right?
A long, long time. But don't worry, if I should marry you, you'll be the first to know.
Oh, now don't forget, Maud. You will let me know.
And now, good night, sweet prince.
You know what, little lady? I'm going to send you over a new screen door tomorrow, free. Here's my card. Call me.
Sorry.
What are you doing home so early?
I'm celebrating because I'm home so early.
Another winner, huh? I don't believe you. How'd you get rid of this one?
He got crushed in the door. All that was left were his teeth, and the last time I looked, they were still talking.
I guess it really makes you appreciate a fella like Walter, doesn't it?
That's in the past, Carol.
Mother, look, he may not be Mr. America, but one thing he is not is boring. Are you sure you've put him out of your mind?
Completely. I only cried half of last night.
Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I shouldn't have suggested that you live with him instead of getting married. I mean, look at you. You're not sleeping. You're not eating.
And I'm not getting married.
But, Mother, you're miserable this way.
Look at it this way, Carol. With a little bit of luck, he's as miserable as I am.
Hey, Walter. I didn't expect to find you here.
Evening, Arthur.
What are you doing? Drinking alone?
I like to drink alone, Arthur.
Good, I'll join you. Hello, Scotch and water, Bert. Well, you seen Maud lately? Oh. You don't want to talk about it, right?
Right.
I understand. I knew when I introduced you to it'd never work out.
Thanks for not talking about it, Arthur.
What are friends for? Thanks, Bert. So what have you been doing with yourself the last couple of weeks?
Having a ball. Just last night I fell asleep in my chair watching an old Mae West movie.
Hey, it was a darn good movie, wasn't it? You know what you need, Walter? As a doctor, I know more than a little bit about this. You could use a little female diversion.
Arthur, last week I took out a diversion who spent the entire evening talking about the Jefferson airplane. It took me 3 hours to find out she wasn't a stewardess.
Yeah, I know how you feel. But we all need company. Doctors, too. Most people don't think that way about doctors, but we get biological too, you know.
Well, don't apologize, Arthur.
This may come as something of a surprise to you, but I'm not quite the ladies' man you think I am.
Yes, you are, Arthur.
But I'm not like you. I don't have your power over women. Smooth, glib, easy with the words. Not surprising, of course. You're a Maytag dealer.
That's true. In Great Lovers of History, we Maytag dealers tied for second place with Paul Newman. Whirlpool was first.
Walter, as your friend, as a doctor, take it from me. You could use a little female companionship. Can you get us a couple of girls?
Here, Arthur. Help yourself.
What's that?
The Oxford English Dictionary of Broads. What do you think it was?
Walter, I couldn't. Who's Barbara?
That's Henry with my free screen door. I'll kill him. Walter.
Where do I hang this stuff?
What are you doing here?
Maud, in the morning I want my two eggs over easy and my coffee black. And incidentally, let's get a bar in here. I hate these rolling carts.
Walter. Are you trying to tell me something?
It's obvious, isn't it? You win. We'll do it your way.
You mean you're moving in with me?
Well, there's not enough room for the two of us in my apartment. Any objections?
No.
Great.
I'll have to get some big towels for the... Oh, Walter, this makes up for Humphrey losing. Oh, but honey, I mean, you should have called me. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know what to do. I mean, I should make room up in the closet. I mean, there's no room up in...
Maud, the first thing to do is relax.
If I relaxed, I'd faint. Look, why don't I take this stuff upstairs and you get the rest of your things out of the car?
Well, that's all I brought. I'm leaving the rest of my clothes at the apartment.
At the apartment? But, honey, if you're moving in here, why do you need your apartment?
Lord, this is your house. Suppose we get into a Pier 6 brawl some night and you throw me out. What do? Check into the Y at 4 in the morning?
Walter, darling, this is your house as much as it is mine.
It's not my house.
Yes, it is. And I absolutely forbid you to keep that apartment while you're living in my house, and that's that.
Okay. Well, we've almost lived 2.5 minutes together, which isn't bad in these days of casual relationships. Let me have my suit.
What are you doing?
I'm going home.
No, what do you
and
mean?
Leave the suit. You're wrinkling it.
I'll press it. Look, I mean, you're not leaving because I said you couldn't keep your apartment.
Yes, I am. And watch out for the lapels. It's a $200 suit.
Here's what I think of your suit, Walter. If you hang on to that apartment, it's like having one foot in a bedroom slipper and the other one in a track shoe.
Well, isn't that the whole point of living together? Two people with 4 feet in track shoes?
If that's your attitude, you can take your $200 suit and get out of here.
It only costs $75. You think I bring a $200 suit into this house?
Walter, I don't understand you.
Well, I understand me. I want us to make a commitment for the rest of our lives, and you don't.
Are you crazy? Are you bananas? Are you out of your mind? I want to be with you till you're 112.
Well, if that's what you want, it's called marriage. Now, living together is just a convenience for two people who are afraid they might not make it.
That's not true.
Okay, let's ask the neighbors.
No, wait. All right. Let's assume that you are right and we get married. What assurance do we have that we won't split up later on? None. I mean, all we know now is that... we love each other and we'll try.
Maud, enough of this. We're going out right now and find a justice of the peace and get married. Now get your coat.
No. Marriage is a scrap of paper, Walter.
Maud! Coat! Why, Maud, are you crying?
Of course I am, you dumb. I mean, a proposal is a very romantic moment for a girl.
confidence in both McGovern and Nixon camps with both campaigns.
That certainly was some campaign we went through in 68.
It certainly was.
Say, why don't we go upstairs and watch the rest of the returns on the set in the bedroom?
That's very nice of you, Walter. This set's fine.
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.